internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
The Stephen Roy Audio Podcast for, what is today, the 27th of June, the year of our Lord, 2027. Great to be with you again. We'll go ahead and start with the Rumble each. Play some good music for you. Got a bunch of stuff queued up for you. And that usually changes as the show goes on. Be with you here for the next almost hour. And I hope you enjoy it. So let's go ahead and do the Rumble first. Turn that down. Press stop so it doesn't play for the whole kit and caboodle. Take off my headphones, which are sweating. It's warm today in West Texas. It's 100 degrees. No, it's not global warming. It's like that every summer. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast for June 27th, the year of our Lord, 2026. 6-27-26. Hard to believe it's almost July, huh? Yeah, well, I celebrated a birthday last week. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. It's great to be with you here. It's funny, I don't feel any different. Here, our voice again. Don't feel any different being 60. Feel just as good, probably better, since I'm better shaped now than at the start of the year, 30 pounds lighter, hopefully 18 pounds more before August. That is the goal, but I do not starve myself on the weekends. We sacrifice during the week. We have a kind of what we consider almost fasting during the day, and then a normal dinner every night. And then we do eat more on the weekend, but we try not to go cray-cray. Especially since it's only 30-something days till we go on vacation. Let's see. I'm not going to tell you exactly, but yeah, 30-something days till we go on vacation. Looking forward to that, just to getting away. And who knows? Could be bazillionaires. I haven't confirmed. We won the Mega last night, so that would certainly change things, wouldn't it? Well, today I wanted to begin the Rumble by talking about the education indoctrination of our children. And, you know, it's almost comical now when we think about McCarthy and McCarthyism and how, you know, oh, it was so terrible. He went after people for being involved in communism. Yeah, look at us today. They're not even hiding it. They're trying to take over New Yorkistan. They're trying to take over Texas. They've pretty much taken over Nastyfornia. Thank God I escaped there over 9 years ago. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take over the United States of America. You don't believe me? Hey, look at Bathhouse Barry's manifesto from his buddy Sal Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. It says in there, you don't take over the country by force. You won't do it. You won't succeed. So you take over the country by cutting your hair, shaving off your beard, putting on a suit, and pretending you're mainstream when you are not. Zohan the communist is not. All these people he's supporting for the Congress and the state legislature in New Yorkistan, they're anti-American haters. Just look at the groups that they support. They're anti-Jew, they're anti-American, they're anti-everything. Right? Except taking over your nation. What happens every time? Here's a little edumacation for you. What happens every time leftist idiots, socialists, communists, they're the same thing. There is no communism. What's a commune? It's where everybody shares everything equally. Well, here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. There is nothing shared equally under a communist regime. Do you think everything's shared equally in China? Do you think he's Xi Jinping? Do you think he's living in a ghetto? Do you think he's walking 10 miles to get water every day? No. He's not living poorly. He's living in a mansion, right? Living the good life. Even that, what's that guy's name? Kim Jong-il, whatever his name is in North Korea. He's only about 300 pounds. You think he's starving? No. His people are, but he is not. This is what happens when there's absolute government control. It's failed in Europistan. It's failed in Ukraine. And only now are citizens trying to take their countries back. Look at Colombia. Colombia, ran by socialists, went down the pooper. Look at Venezuela. The leftists there voted in Hugo Chavez. How'd that work out for them? People were starving. The elites at the top were bazillionaires. They took over all industry, and guess what happens when the government controls everything? Everybody starves. People were coming to the United States for vacation to buy toilet paper because it was $10 a roll. You think it was bad under the Rona? You have no idea how bad it can be. Look at how well that's went in Cuba. When they lost their funding from the Soviet Union, people starved. And President Trump is trying to open back up Cuba with the United States, but it's going to be with some conditions. And yet they're trying to put missiles there even now to attack the United States. Talk about suicidal. It's suicidal. So in every case, when leftists have taken over a city, a nation, it's gone down the crapper every time because it does not work. Hey, when they first came to, when the pilgrims first came over on the Mayflower, guess what happened? When everything was communal, when everybody just put their stuff in the communal warehouse, guess what? There was no incentive to work hard. People starved. When people were given their own plot of land, had to give a portion to the collective, could keep the rest for themselves, guess what? They prospered. That's called capitalism. When you barter stuff, that's capitalism, right? What did Sir Winston Churchill said? What did he say? He said socialism is the equal sharing of misery. And it is. So there is a movement in this country to take over the universities, and they just about have. And what happens there? They indoctrinate our children that this is an evil nation. The communist race theory teaches our children that Jews and whites are evil, that Christians are evil. This is what they're being taught, that this country was somehow founded, you know, with slavery and racism. Hey, I got a newsflash for you there, sweetie. They're living in your mommy's basement, living on the government teat. Did you hear about that big fat woman in New York that worked for J.P. Morgan, but she didn't do anything at J.P. Morgan? And when she stole the Knicks trash can and dumped the trash out on the ground, guess what? J.P. Morgan fired her. Well, guess what? We also found out that Zohan the communist was giving her an apartment to live in for free in New Yorkistan. So here's what's happening in New Yorkistan. They have raised taxes so high, it's so impossible for landlords to run their apartment complexes. They can't increase rent. They can't afford to fix them. Guess what happens? They walk away from them. And when they do, the city takes them over, and they become tenement S-holes. They're tenement S-holes. That's what they are, okay? And this is exactly what French Laundry Gabby and the largemouth bass had planned for Los Angeles when they burnt down Malibu. They're not going to rebuild those houses on the coast. Guarantee it. When they burnt down Pacific Palisades, when they burnt down Altadena, they want to replace these communities with 15-minute S-holes. That's right. They want to build a tenement so you never have to go anywhere. You don't drive anywhere. You don't drive anywhere. You don't ride your bike or ride a bus more than 15 minutes away from where you live. So you work there, you live there, you shop there, all within a 15-minute radius. That's what their S-hole communal thing is. Have you seen the latest Judge Dredd? Now, it's not as good as the original with Sylvester Stallone. It's just not. But the interesting thing about it is that the people live in an S-hole city in an S-hole tenement that's like 100 stories tall. Yeah, that is the future if these leftist idiots have their way. We would have cities that exist in a frickin' skyscraper. I don't think I'd want to be there when the big one hits. I dated a girl. I have an ex-girlfriend that was in a tower in San Francisco when the Loma Prieta earthquake hit. Can you imagine being 20 or 30 stories up in a tower and it's like, no, guess what? She left that building and never went back. That's right. Left and never went back. Can you imagine the trauma? If you don't know what earthquake it is, that's the earthquake where there was a freeway series where the A's and the Giants were playing in the World Series. They had to stop the World Series game. They had interstate that was stacked, that literally collapsed on itself and killed people. They had a portion of the Bay Bridge, the San Francisco Bay Bridge, collapsed, and people died there too. I'll never forget it. A car like going off like this. Now, the biggest earthquake I ever actually experienced was the Whittier Narrows quake in Los Angeles, and that had to be mid-80s. The Whittier Narrows quake epicenter was like just southeast of where I was in Alhambra. Alhambra is like the next town east of Los Angeles. And I have never felt an earthquake like that. I grew up with earthquakes. The biggest earthquake that I ever felt before that was like in the 70s. It was so big, I was in a bunk bed. My brothers had bunk beds, right? And then they got, I think they call it a trundle bed. It's where a bed goes underneath another bed. So there was a bed, that was my brother Russ's bed, and then there was a bed underneath my brother Greg's bed, may God rest his soul. Then that bed rolled out, and then you lifted it up. It was never quite the same level as the other bed, but it did lift up, and then when you were done in the morning, you pulled a lever, and it went down, and then you pushed it under the other bed, and that gave more room. I don't know, I suppose when they were, you know, 16, 18-ish, they didn't want to sleep in bunk beds anymore because they did when they were kids. They had bunk beds. I had a single bed. So when they got that bed, because they shared a bedroom, right? As soon as I came, they shared a bedroom. And my bedroom was on the other side of the house next to the kitchen. And I had those bunk beds for years until I moved out. I mean, for years and years, I slept on the top bunk. So in the 70s, the top bunk's like, I moved away. When I moved into their bedroom, when my brother Russ moved out, first Greg got married, and then when Russ got married, I moved into their bedroom. And it seems like I had a single bed. I think I still had their beds then. So I slept on the regular bed. And then if I ever had a buddy or something come over, I'd pull out the other bed. That sounds right. Sounds right. Anyway. Enough of my life history, since we're already 12 minutes into the podcast. Let's see what's going on the X. I still have over 10,000 followers on the X. Thank you so much if you follow me. I do appreciate that. Now I clicked the X and it didn't go. All right, there it is. So click here, profile, replies, because I know there's stuff. Okay, well I got 10 notifications from this morning. Let me just scan through those real quick. Nothing to respond to. So let me click profile, replies, and then I know there's stuff we need to talk about. ICE raids are ramping up in Muzzy majority cities. Do you support these raids? I absolutely do. Absolutely. You know, if you... I mean, what possesses a country? It doesn't matter if it's Ukraine, Germanistan, Sudanistan. Doesn't matter if it's Italy. What do we call Italy? Italiastan? Yeah. Italiastan. I like that. It doesn't matter if it's Italiastan, Spainistan. Why are you deliberately destroying your nation? Spain's bragging they're going to take in like a few million more muzzy illegal aliens. Let me know how that works out for you. That should be especially good for women, because they totally respect non-muzzy women. Not. So they're deliberately destroying their nation. What possesses a nation to deliberately destroy themselves? Why would they do that? Well, there was only one reason why they would do that. It's to deliberately destroy your nation and then replace your republic. What is a republic? A republic is a nation that elects representatives and then they make laws, right? British Parliament, United States Congress. They elect their own representatives and then they go and represent them. I think even the Netherlands has a parliament. And the Netherlands they do have a queen, and Queen's Day, in fact, is the biggest holiday in the Netherlands. I know that because I went there in 2012. My ex-wife was Dutch, and we went there in 2012. And my wife's cousin, we used to cut potatoes for a French fry shack. Yeah, in the Netherlands, French fries are huge, huge, huge. And they would sell 2,000 pounds of French fries on Queen's Day. Queen's Day is I think it's the Queen's birthday. That's the largest holiday in the Netherlands. Oh, and believe me, the Dutch know how to party. I had an apartment on the Amstel River, which is the only natural waterway in Amsterdam. And oh my gosh, you should have seen the party boats going by. And people would, and they would pull the boat to the side of the river. And people would just hang their wieners right off the side of the boat, right there in front of me. They were drunk. They don't care. You know the number one way they find people dead in the canals of Amsterdam? They find them and they're men with their pants around their ankles. Why do you think that is? Because they're standing on the side of the canal peeing and they fall in. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, very interesting. You know, the only thing, there are several things I missed about Amsterdam. I love croquetjes. What is a croquette? It's a mini croquette, and it has like a meat sauce inside of it. And you eat it on bread with mustard. Oh my God, it's so good, so good. A little deep fried croquette with meat sauce inside. The place that we used to go to that was the best was by Rembrandt Plein. At Plein's or Park, so Rembrandt Park. And it was so good, so good. So good, food there was so great. It was so good. And then that was one of my favorite things. I also like Dutch meatballs. Bitterballen, I think they call it, if memory serves. And I also like jenever, not bowls. Bowls is like the tourist jenever that comes in all different flavors. I bought like an old school jenever. It was so good. If you don't know what jenever is, it's a spruce-based gin. A spruce gin. And it is delish. It is delicious. So I used to sit out in front of this apartment building, and so there's a basement. I think the owner lived in the basement. And then I rented an apartment on the first floor. It looked right out on the Amstel River. And then there were steps up from the road, right? So at the basement's like half underground. There were steps up on from the road, and then there was a seat on the stoop, you know, where the front door was. And that seat was like probably 24 inches wide. It was almost like a board that went from the wall to the rail that went around. And so I used to sit there on that stoop. Yeah, with my little glass of jenever and just watch people go by, you know. And the neatest thing about Holland is a city of bikes. The neatest thing about Amsterdam, it is a city of bikes. And all of Holland, for that matter. There's more bikes than cars in the Netherlands. And I was there for 12 days. I think it was 12 days. 12 days, 17 days. 17 days sounds right. Doesn't matter. 7 days was enough. 10 days was enough. I think it was 17 days, right? Anyway, for 7 of those days, I rented a bike. And I'm not going to mention the company's name. I think Mike was the bike guy, and it was fun. It was fun riding all over Amsterdam on the bikes. And most bikes there have two locks. They have two locks. They have a lock that just goes burp, like this and locks the back tire so you can't ride it away. And that's what you use if you're quickly running into a store. If you're going to be anywhere for any length of time, you got to use a chain and a padlock. And you got to lock your front tire through the frame to a rail or something. You got to lock it to a street light pole, something, so people don't steal your bike. Every year they have this barge that goes around the canals. They have this barge that goes around the canals with like a loader, with like a small track hoe. I don't even know if it's a small track hoe. There's a track hoe on like a little barge, and then that track hoe goes down into the canal and pulls out bikes. And they fish something like 10,000 bikes out of the canal every year, because if you don't lock your bike, someone may not steal it, but they might just take it and go boop and throw it in the canal. Isn't that terrible? That's a terrible thing for someone to steal your bike like that. Especially when people ride bikes more than they drive cars. It's very expensive to drive cars there. I think you have to have a permit to park. And then the tax on your car is based on the size of your car. Bigger car you have, more taxes you pay. But I really enjoyed going there. I'm not sure if it's the same. Now, this is 2012. In 2012, Western Amsterdam was being taken over by Muzzies. Who knows? Might be the whole city for all I know now. I have no desire to go back there because, like the rest of Europa Stan, it's probably not safe. Probably not. So, there you go. I'll stay here in West Texas and, travel anywhere in Texas. I've never felt unsafe in Texas. Just never have. Been to Houston. Been to briefly in Austin. Fredericksburg is one of my favorite places. Port Aransas is awesome. I like Galveston. I've been there twice. Going there again this summer. It's not fun in the summer, though. Let me tell you something. It is hot. Well, it's already 21 minutes into the show, and I haven't hardly talked about anything political at all, and that's okay. You know it's a better podcast when I don't talk about politics. Yeah, there's all kinds of stories now, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I told you years ago that Charlottesville was planned, that they bust KKK and Black Liberals Matter protesters in the same buses. And guess what? What you all said was a crazy conspiracy has come true. The Southern Poverty Law Center was sponsoring the KKK just to create a massive confusion. It's not the right word. Massive chaos. Remember, Cloward and Piven strategy. You create the most massive chaos you can to try to make a society explode from within. And then again, you replace the Republic with a libtard world order dictatorship. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. The Cloward and Piven strategy. And you'll find out your Uncle Stephen was right once again. So there's all these stories of this happening all over the place. I'm not going to have time to read everything, so I'm just scanning through here. This is a great story. While Hollywood elites praise Muzzies and LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIOU, plus, minus, plus, whatever the acronym is this week. Whatever the acronym is this week. I can't believe I did that. Woo! If you got this far through the show. Thousands of Christians, however, descended on Holly Weird to praise Jesus. Amen. Is that wonderful or what? I think that's awesome. They said, "We won't go quietly. Our God is alive." They said, "Should we deport Muzzies and ban Muzzy immigration to save the Western world?" Yes, we abso-effin-lutely should. Absolutely, yes, we should. Mm-hmm. New Yorkistan today is disgusting with the amount of crime and stupid stuff happening there. And like Juanita Broderick says, the internet is forever. And this was on Libs of TikTok. Meet Chantil Allen, a school board member at SPPS News. That's what their Twitter is. She wants to turn white Christian cemeteries into dog parks so dogs can pee on white corpses. ISU not. She said that. These are the people in charge of your children's education indoctrination. You can contact her here, and then it actually lists her email address. They need to do something about that. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that Zohan the communist is really upset with the laws in the United States? He is vowing to shield illegal aliens from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That will make him illegal too. Roger posted this. You're right, Roger. I am very certain that Mr. Homan knows exactly what to do. And I responded by tagging Tom Homan so that he can prosecute Zohan the communist. So Zohan the communist is a Uganda-born and Muzzy. Let's see. I'm not going to read that. The Supreme Court allows an end to temporary protection status for 350,000 Haitians and 6,000 Syrians so they can be immediately deported. And Zohan the communist says, hey, come to New Yorkistan. Come to New Yorkistan. So that's where you should go. And that'll make it way better. Way better. Mm-hmm. There's another high school counselor that's cray-cray, education indoctrination of our children. Mm-mm-mm. Listen to this story. This makes me crazy. When I read like this, do you remember reading the story years and years ago? I think it was in Nasty Fornia. There was an old couple that would go around to restaurants and actually pump out their used vegetable oil. They would pump out their dirty vegetable oil. They would take that vegetable oil and make biodiesel. And the only thing they used it for was to run their Volkswagen Rabbit. Do you remember the Volkswagen Rabbit? They had Volkswagen Rabbit diesels. They still run little diesels like this all over Europistan. And the California went after them because they weren't paying their state fuel tax. Now you can't have fuel without paying fuel tax. No! Yeah, okay. I'm not going to mention any names of companies. I'm not even going to give a reference to it. But I know a company that would go across the border into Nevadistan, fill up the 250-gallon tank in the back of their pickup, and they would go back across the border to Nasty Fornia to fill up their company vehicles. Now, I bet they California would go nuts for that, but people do it all the time. If you say, I lived in Truckee, California, right? That's not that far, less than an hour from Reno. And if you went to Reno to go to the big box store that rhymed with Bosco or Wally, you would go to the gas station before you hit the border. Because as soon as you cross that border, it would be like a dollar more a gallon or more. I don't remember the exact amount it was then. But it's significantly cheaper in Nevadistan than Nasty Fornia, because you don't have to pay the stupid gas tax. Well, in Oregon, Leah posted this. Thank you, Leah. This Oregon man, Gary Harrington, was fined and sent to jail for collecting his own rainwater. ISU not. Collecting his own rainwater. He was using it on his own property, primarily for fire safety and watering animals, despite many appeals court charging him with stealing. Despite many appeals, the court charged him with stealing and misappropriation of state water, even though it fell on his own land. They jailed him for 30 days, fined him $1,500. What world are we living in when the state says it owns the rainwater that falls on your private property? It stands to reason, do we ever own our homes at all? You know, I will confirm that we won the Mega last night. Dee and I can pay off our home. We could build like a massive studio facility and stuff. We own the land. We own the facility. Yeah, we still have to pay property taxes on it. And the more improvements you make, the more taxes you pay. Guess where it's not going to be? It's not going to be in the city of Lubbock, because they ream us with taxes. I mean ream us. It's very sad. Here in the state of Texas, we have no income tax. So they charge you up the A for property tax. Now, I admit, it's nothing like it is in the Northeast. The Northeast is ridiculous. I would pay four times the property tax we pay here if we were in New Yorkistan, as an example. So why do you think people are moving to Florida? Why do you think people are moving to the great state of Texas? Why do you think people are moving to Tennessee? To escape Nastyfornia, New Yorkistan, Illinois, right? Chirac. Why would you live in Chirac if you want to be shot? That would be the only reason you want to live in Chirac. They don't give a rat's A about their citizens. Why would you live there, right? And I think that's awesome. You want to come to Texas? God bless you. Come. Come on to Texas. However, don't try to Nastyfornia our state of Texas. I've lived here over 9 years. I asked Steve recently. Over 9 years now, how long do I have to live here to be a Texan? Well, maybe after 10. That's what she said. When we first started dating, she'd say, never, you weren't born here. You're not a Texan. Wow, really? So if I live here 20, 30 years, am I a Texan then? All right. That's going to do it for us today on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to listen to our audio podcast, there's a link at Stephen Roy Radio on X. That's X at Stephen Roy Radio. There's a link to the audio only podcast. There's always a link pinned to the top for the video podcast. So thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great evening, a great week, a great every day. And I'll be here probably next Friday, the day before 4th of July, and we will celebrate the birth of our great nation. So you have a good one. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. Upload that to the podcast server. Notice I've been saying podcast, not Rumble, because I don't think a lot of people get what that is. I really don't think they know. All right. Let's play some great music. I'm going to start with some Kenny Chesney, because you know when I go on vacation, there's going to be nothing better than going somewhere with you.
You're going out with someone new. I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, make fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again, and I go somewhere with you. Yeah, I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down, we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Laid me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I need, but it's just a temporary. See me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you, laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on, said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting with your mom again, and I go, I go, I go, I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high, cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere in somewhere with you, I'm somewhere with you.
Sucks!
You see this guy? This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? I'll just die.
Seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview, I can't wait to get to you-know-who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her, my breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town,
baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Oh my God, RFD!
Be gonna set aside my pride. Not gonna be the one to say goodbye.
Well, neither am I.
For tonight, we're gonna set the world on fire. And I'm gonna set aside my pride. Not gonna be the one to say goodbye.
Take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Falling star to shine on you.